Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about bodybuilding. Not necessarily our physical body, but our spiritual body, individually and as the body of Christ. The importance of growing together, of working together, of, well, obeying the head. We're being built up in, as the body of Christ, into our head, who is Christ. So each weekday morning, we're looking at a different aspect that the Bible tells us about how we ought to be building. And today we're going to focus in on building up the church. God's desire is that the things that we do not just build up our neighbor, we talked about yesterday, not just build up ourselves, we kind of like that one, but it builds up His church. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 12, says, "So it is with you, since you are eager to have spiritual gifts, try to excel in gifts that build up the church." Paul's writing to the Corinthians about spiritual gifts and covers an evident issue with a desire by people to be noticed. And just in case you thought that was a new desire, a new problem, it's not. In fact, the issue at hand was the idea of speaking in tongues, other languages that would draw attention to yourself rather than benefit the church. In fact, Paul would give instructions that if you're speaking in another language, there needs to be an interpreter. Otherwise, what good is it? What benefit is there? And I know that there are groups that look at this speaking in tongues as some spiritual language, and yet we really don't see evidence of that within Scripture. The initial outpouring of God's Spirit had the apostles speaking in tongues, in languages that were understood by the entire crowd in their own language. Languages that were real, languages that existed, languages which the apostles had not studied, that God had given them that ability for their words to be heard. But regardless of what take that you have on speaking in tongues, God says it ought to be our desire to excel in spiritual gifts which build up the body, that which build up the church, which benefit all who experience our practice of that gift. Gifts such as love and mercy and compassion. Gifts such as generosity and teaching. You see, it's not about us, and never should be. When we begin to want notice, when we begin to desire recognition, when we begin to elevate ourselves, whether that was our motive to begin with or not, it's easy to fall into that trap. There are many people, and I suspect there are times when it infects all of us to one degree or another. God does something through us which is good, and His desire is that people would see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. That ought to be our motivation. But we're living and dealing and working in the context of people. And what happens at times, people see our good works and they applaud us. And the Bible does speak about honoring those to whom honor is due. And so there are times I think it's appropriate to recognize the work that God has done and is doing through a person. But we must be very careful that it doesn't get to our head, it doesn't get to their head. It's not our responsibility or job to puff someone up, but it's also not our responsibility or job to tear them down. And so we build up the church rather than seeking to build up ourselves. But as I said, we get into that cycle, that trap of people like what God has done in our life and through our life, and we like the fact that they like it. And it motivates us to do more for God. But somewhere along that path, it's easy to forget that we're doing more for God and we begin to do more for the recognition. And we reach a point where it no longer builds up the church, it builds us up, kind of us. And when we look at the trap, we're much more capable of avoiding it. One of the reasons that traps work is we rarely see them until it's too late. And the traps of the enemy are designed to be very deceptive so that they catch us. And we don't realize it until we're so far in that we're not sure there's a way out. And so it's a transformation of our mind that the Bible talks about, which changes what we want. And when we begin to live with the humility, we do much better at giving God the credit for the good that he does. We use the phrase numerous times that we tell our story, we do our work, we use our gifts, and we give God the credit. That's the key. We build up the church when we credit God for the work that he's doing. If we don't credit God, then all of a sudden we're building, building up our own empire, our own temple, our own cathedral. And when we build on ourselves, eventually it comes crumbling down. And so we seek to excel in the gifts which build up the church. And those things that we do that bring recognition and glory and honor to us, we set aside. We shift those back. They may be things that we still need to do. We just learn to be less visible about them. They may be things that God has equipped and called us to do, but we change their priority. And when we begin to prioritize the things which make God known, the things which exalt Jesus, the things which build up the church, we discover as part of the church that we also are built up in Christ. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to not only to grow, but in order to help others. And you've given a variety of gifts. You continue to give a variety of gifts. And some of them are gifts which draw attention to us. Just by their very nature. Whether that's our motive or not, it's the nature of the practice of that gift, the use of that gift. And so, God, it's my prayer today that for every one of us, that work and are gifted in a way that puts us up front for some reason, that you would help us to maintain humility. And even in the practice of those gifts which are publicly seen, that we would desire to excel in those things which build up the body, that build up the church. And Father, even those things that build up the church which are publicly noticed, may we be very careful in not stepping into that trap of doing it for our recognition rather than for your glory. But God, for all of us, there's an element within us that needs and wants to be valued and noticed. An element that you put within us because you want us to know that we are valued and noticed by you. So that we long for that. And the enemy uses those desires to lead us in a path that isn't right. To lead us in a direction that makes everything all about us. And so, God, may we learn to be content, knowing that you, the creator of all things, the God of this universe, loves us and values us greatly. And may that help us to desire to have and to use the gifts that come from you, which build up the church, the body of believers, the people who are brothers and sisters in Christ, who belong by their decision to accept the work of Jesus on the cross. And God, today, help us to be mindful of how our actions and our words and our thoughts either build up or tear down the church. May we be very careful on how we treat your bride. And may we greatly desire the gifts which build up the church. And may we learn to use those gifts with humility, that we would always point to Jesus as the one who has done the great work within us and the one through whom we receive the gifts that we put into practice. And God, today may we lift up Jesus as the head of the church, the one that we listen to, the one that we obey. Father, so that as we lift him up, that many would be drawn to him. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.